USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The Trump administration is responding to China's retaliatory tariffs on $60 billion worth of U.S. goods announced Friday. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says Beijing should not underestimate President Trump as China's economy falls apart.
Foreign investors don't want to be in China. I noticed Japan's stock market is now worth more than China's.
Here in the U.S., no early indication of job loss due to tariffs. J.J. Kinahan, chief market strategist at TD Ameritrade in Chicago, says employers added 157,000 jobs last month, marking 10 years of economic expansion.
The economy is in a good spot, and we see from the earnings numbers that are coming out, which, you know, we're still in the middle of earnings season right now, companies are expanding and companies are hiring.
The unemployment rate ticked down to 3.9%, the lowest rate since May, and Kinahan says manufacturing is up 37,000 jobs. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.